welcome to Odyssey on Health, brought to you in part by Odyssey Research. Nationally recognized for their ongoing clinical studies in all areas of medicine, the medical topics that are discussed in this program should in no way be misconstrued as a suggestion of medical treatment. Instead, see your doctor. And now, the host of today's Odyssey on Health, Darren Schaubert.
We're going to be talking about intracranial hypertension, and to talk about this, we're going to be bringing to you all Dr. Emmanuel Tanney, who received his medical degree from the State University of New York, and he completed two fellowships with the Willis Eye Hospital and Research Institute in Philadelphia and Queen Victoria Hospital in England. This guy has more experience than most of us combined, I think, Bob. And Dr. Tanney is also the director of surgery, or was the director of surgery at Southwest Washington Medical Center. And after retiring, he is now working as president of the Intracranial Hypertension Research Foundation. Welcome, Dr. Tanney.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Tanney, first of all, and I would echo Darren's welcome here, but first of all, that's an awfully big word for an awful lot of people to understand. What is intracranial hypertension?
Well, it's a big word, but it actually has quite a simple meaning. It means that the intracranial pressure that we were referring to is high spinal fluid pressure within the skull. So the definition is very, very simple, and it has a number of different causes, which we can get into, but that's really the definition.
Now, with intracranial hypertension, now this particular condition is associated with very severe headaches, and I thought it was kind of interesting when we looked into this. There's actually over 150 different types of headaches that have been diagnosed, and this is one of those many forms of headaches. What makes this condition so different than the other forms of headaches?
Well, a headache is unique in itself because it's probably the most severe headache a human can experience. It does not respond to medication, and unlike, for example, a migraine headache where you can apply a number of different treatments and get relief, or over time it might spontaneously resolve, a pressure headache does not go away and can only be relieved by lowering pressure. So the headache itself is unique in its pain, but it also does not have a precise, descriptive component to it. In other words, the headache may appear behind the eyes, it may be on the side of the head, it may be at the back of the head. There's nothing absolutely characteristic that you can point to and say, this is a headache from intracranial hypertension.
Dr. Tanney, now, you first became interested in this several years ago. Could you just let people know why it is that you decided to invest your time into this medical condition and why it's occurring?
Yes. The reason for this is my daughter developed intracranial hypertension. And as a physician, I felt that, like many conditions, we should be able to manage this quite readily. Unfortunately, I found that this disorder has slipped through the cracks. No medication has ever been designed to treat it, and the surgery that is used dates back to the 1800s with not very excellent outcomes. For example, one of the main surgical procedures is called neurosurgical shunting, and that has a 50% failure rate, which means many of these patients undergo repeated revisions of surgery, sometimes 20, 30, 40 times. So when we learned of the lack of research, lack of funding, lack of satisfactory treatment for the most part, my wife and I felt that we had an obligation, and that was to form a foundation. It's a 501c3 nonprofit public charitable foundation, and that means, therefore, that we are dependent upon support from the public. We intend to bring about change with this foundation, and it really was designed for three main purposes. One is to promote and facilitate research. We also must make the public aware of the nature of this disorder, and we have to actually educate physicians and clinicians, patients and institutions about this disease and not leave it in the closet any longer. That's why this foundation came into existence.
Doctor, can you tell us, I mean, you're obviously a classically trained physician. When your daughter started talking with you about this pain that she was having in her head. What was your first reaction?
Well, she presented with, and by the way, it's very characteristic that these patients have multitude of different symptoms, and physicians often cannot put it together immediately, and they go for some time before a diagnosis is made. The exact same event occurred with my daughter. My daughter actually had been on a drug called Accutane, which is known to raise intracranial pressure. And unfortunately, whereas in most cases it resolves when the drug is discontinued, in her case, she continued to have headaches, a strange noise that she could hear within her head, which we call pulsatile tinnitus. And that noise is a swishing sound that is in sync with your pulse. One of the also major problems with this disorder is it causes the optic nerves, the nerves going to your eye, to swell. Therefore, patients frequently have visual complaints. In my daughter's case, she started out with an unexplained headache, and after 3 months of very intense investigation, her diagnosis was finally made by a spinal tap. Spinal tap is sort of the gold standard because it demonstrates the raised intracranial pressure. You can actually measure it. It's called the opening pressure measurement.
Was she, when you say that oftentimes people are having problems with their eyes, is it sensitivity to light, not being able to focus?
Yes, the actual difficulties with the eye can take a number of presentations. For example, there may be actual blackouts of vision where there is momentary loss of vision. There may be sparks or flashing of light. There may be blurred vision. There may be partial loss of field of vision. So it's a variable. All of these phenomena are due to the fact that the intracranial pressure is actually transmitted from the skull along the optic nerve, which is really an extension of the brain to the back of the eye. The optic nerve suffers swelling, and therefore the symptoms appear. That swelling is called papilledema.
AM 550 KFYR, you are listening to Odyssey on Health. Our guest today is Dr. Emmanuel Tanney. We are talking about something that is much more than just a regular headache. We're talking about chronic intracranial hypertension. We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a few minutes with more Odyssey on Health.
Odyssey Research provides you access to some of the greatest advancements in medical research. Odyssey Research is conducting hundreds of medical research studies in our area to help people just like you. We are looking for people with diabetes, osteoporosis, pain, cancer, heart, lung, and vision disorders, and many other medical conditions. If you would like to learn more, call 1-800-649-9240. That's 1-800-649-9240. Odyssey Research, advancing medicine, improving lives.